Launch good.
Good launch.
Good what?
No, launch food.
Hey, I know it's Ramadan, but we are launch good.
Ooh, launch good.
My mosque fundraiser was on it.
Yeah, my friend shared the Gaza school campaign.
That's us.
Oh, I think they're the ones where you can automate your daily giving in Ramadan.
More than 500,000 people have given and raised over $100 million on LaunchGood.
Join our 30-day Ramadan challenge and support a different cause every day on launchgood.com/Ramadan.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Hopefully everyone's doing well. It's good to see you guys and be with you all again for an amazing session that we're about to start, inshallah. We're discussing the characteristics of the Quran. This program is made possible by the support of our partner, Helping Hand for Relief and Development. The work they're doing is amazing and providing relief to widows, orphans, refugees around the world. And they are working even harder amidst this COVID-19 pandemic. While we build our relationship with Allah in these months, let's not forget our brothers and sisters in need all over the world. And remember, they still need us. Visit hhrd.org/Ramadan to learn about their programs and how you can help. HHRD accepts zakat, fidya, and sadaqah. Visit HHRD and donate today. Jazakumullah khairan. So today we are covering a very beautiful ayah of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'a sadiqeen. O those who believe, be conscious of Allah and be with those that are truthful. Truthfulness is a sifa, a characteristic that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam promoted and taught his companions to live by. In one narration, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a believer will never lie. That's just something he or she won't do. They won't lie. There are many other sins they can commit, but lying is not one of them. The person who says, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, in reality has spoken the ultimate truth. That ultimate truth is that there is only one Allah. And no matter what the cost is for speaking that truth, once you've spoken that truth, there's no unspeaking it. So now there are consequences of speaking it. There are restrictions. There could be persecution. But if you can handle this truth, then you are ready to handle any other truth in the world. Speaking the truth may come at a cost. People may discredit you. They may look down upon you. They may mock you for speaking the truth. You might get yourself in a lot of trouble. But never shy away from it. Because once a person gets into the habit of lying, it takes 100 lies to cover up one. And that person will continue to lie until they are written in the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a liar. And that's something that no one ever wants, that they are written in the books of Allah azza wa jal as a liar. On the other hand, when a person speaks the truth, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that the individual is written in the books of Allah as a truthful person. Without truthfulness, there would be no trust in society. There'd be no trust in our community. And that's why we must train our children and the young folks in our community to learn to speak the truth. A reality that is built on a lie isn't really a reality. It's false. And we find people that they build their life around lies. When the people who they've lied to become aware that they've been lied to, it hurts them. It breaks them. And it takes a long time to recover. If they do end up recovering, that is. It breaks marriages apart. It breaks family ties apart. Friendships are constantly being destroyed because someone just couldn't tell the truth. Now, sometimes we may lie thinking that if I speak the truth, it'll break our relationship. Well, that's for that person to decide. And if it does break the relationship because there's something bad that happened, and you were involved in particular in the bad that happened, let's say, for example, if I cussed at someone and they ask me, did you cuss at me, and I lie, well, that's my fault. I shouldn't have cussed in the first place. And I think this is one of the most common reasons why people lie. They do things that they aren't proud of. They do things for a quick, temporary satisfaction. And then when it comes time to face the consequences of what's been done, they run away. And that's when they resort to their lying and being dishonest. And that's where things begin to crumble and break down. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never spoke a lie. He always spoke the truth. We look at the companions, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, the same thing. A truthful man he was. He wasn't just truthful in his words, but he was truthful in his actions by following up his words with actions that matched them. He was truthful in his intentions. What he believed is what he said, and what he said is what he did. And that's the full circle of sidq. That's the complete circle of being truthful. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He blesses us with the ability to be truthful, that we speak the truth. Allah azza wa jal in this verse, He says to us, O those who believe, be conscious of Allah by being and be with those وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ who speak the truth. Because it's contagious. Goodness is contagious, just as evil is. One person speaks the truth and you hang out with them and you pick it up from them. Some ulama, they say as-sadiqeen in this ayah refers to as-salihin, that be with the righteous. And the reason why Allah uses the word sadiqeen to refer to salihin is because sadiqeen means to be truthful and salihin means the righteous, because those who are righteous only gain their righteousness through speaking the truth. If you wish to maintain your credibility with people, be written among the truthful ones in the books of Allah. Not have to face the repercussions of lying in this dunya and in the hereafter, then avoid lies. Speak the truth. Do the best of your ability. What's outside of your ability, inshallah, you are not accountable for that. Allah will forgive you. But to the best of your knowledge, always speak the truth. And when we speak the truth, it's contagious. It'll spread. Society will start speaking the truth. Our spouse, our children, our students, the world around us will also start being truthful. And when truth spreads, it brings peace with it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all and preserve us and allow us all to live lives of truth. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.